footballer of all time.
Yeah, Henri's the coolest footballer of all time.
That's the coolest footballer of all
time. Bro, Henri, the vapors, the gloves, the long. Come on. And the knee slide. And the knee slide. Bro, what? You remember Henri, yeah? He booted the ball like 4 yards. Carragher had like a face.
Yeah. He passed to himself. Bruv,
you know what? The number alone.
Yeah. Do you know what? I fuck with Carragher. Because if you watch his interviews from however until now and you ask him who's the best player, he always says Henri. He's never said anyone else.
I was afraid of Henri because I knew what day it was.
There's only a few players I've ever been really scared of.
I'm not mad at that.
Henri was elite for longer.
You know what? Is I watch Henri week in, week out.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho would probably like...
It's a special occasion. Think like,
no, Champions League.
That's like every fortnight.
Ronaldinho had La Liga popping. I used to tune in.
Ronaldinho might get the shout in terms of the general consensus because he did it for his country and for Europe. He was more consistent in Europe and for his country.
You know what is? Ronaldinho is the overall everyone's goal, goal.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
It'll be Messi, Ronaldo, whatnot. But when everyone says Ronaldo, oh shit, Ronaldinho, whoa.
I feel like we'd appreciate Henri more if he didn't play in England.
I don't think so.
As long as he did.
I think so.
I think we loved him.
I think we love him more. It's the allure of like, you get me?
Premier League.
Yeah.
If he had left Arsenal earlier, he would have done a lot more.
Yeah. I think it's because he didn't win Champions League with Arsenal the way he left.
The only thing is Ballon d'Or, bro. He should have won it over Maman.
No, he should have won it over Shevchenko, not Nedved.
Yeah, yeah. Nedved, no.
Shevchenko when he got robbed.
Nedved
should have won it. The Shevchenko when he got robbed.
But I think because he didn't win the Champions League with Arsenal,
yeah.
And he dipped out and wins one Barcelona. He wins one being a bit part player rather than being the main man.
Yeah, because he was the third best attacker on that team.
Not bit part,
but going from the main man to being
the third best attacker.
It was him, Eto'o, and Messi.
He would have been the third at the time. He would have been the third best player on that attacker, let alone then you start talking about Iniesta and that.
Yeah.
You get me before we even get to that.
Plus, he went to the team that beat him as well.
Yeah.
Like the KD thing, innit?
Yeah.
We had him for so long and we didn't really give him the fact that he left, I'm not.
What do you mean he got to the CL final and he bottled it? What do you mean he never gave him the CL?
He had a stink.
And you can't even tell me he never had help because that man there was surrounded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vieira, Bergkamp, Pires, Ray Parlour, Sol Campbell, get me? That man there, like, them Arsenal teams were crazy, bro. And do you know what I think?
Arsenal is my favourite Arsenal team. It's crazy.
I'll be real. Those Arsenal teams would translate to today's era. I think those Arsenal teams would translate.
They're timeless.
Yeah, because of like what they had. Like if Vieira's another one who's fucking like damn near like 6 foot four.
Yeah.
But the thing is with Vieira, he's different. But he played big.
Yeah.
He was technically gifted, but he played big as well.
His presence was crazy.
I feel like guys like Ballack didn't really play big, but Vieira played big. You get me? I love Vieira, man. Love Vieira. I think he's top three Premier midfielder. I had him up there, top three Premier midfielder.
100%.
I think you can really, I say Gerrard obviously Liverpool fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
But really and truly, it's only really Gerrard, maybe Scholes.
I'm tired of the Scholes shouts.
Maybe Scholes.
Scholes wasn't that guy. Like he was never that guy. Like,
no Scholes. He became more of that guy later on in his career.
Yeah, and man retired, came back to you, and you know what I mean.
With Scholes, Scholes was when like Keane had left and all of that. He obviously took the reins for a little bit, and he was like they signed Carrick as well, but he was like the best midfielder of that team that won the Premier League 3 times in a row, went to a few Champions League finals.
He was the core of it.
Mm. Do you get me?
But I'll be honest, the best midfielder Premier League, man, I have to say Yaya.
I'm not giving it to Yaya.
No. He had the highest peak. He didn't do it long enough, though.
I want to hear what you have to say.
No. Come on, man. It was to the point where he was bagging in 20 plus. You see when Lampard did it, but he was playing as a false nine before. It was very Fugazi numbers. Man was saying he's a box to box.
Lampard. You were, bro. You was in one box.
Yeah.
Lampard was in one box.
That Frank was not a box to box.
But the thing is, Gerard Torre was also a defensive liability. That's why Pep never liked him. That's why he got dropped for Busquets.
He's racist.
That's a black player in my midfield.
I don't mind that agenda.
We can't.
Black player what? Black player in my midfield?
You cannot believe it.
He's actually small Spanish.
Yeah, small Spanish white guy.
I've seen him
from the MLS.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Sense in the grave.
When he's a boss, I thought it was just a CDM. Nothing, you know, just kept simple. Comes City now. I'm like, whoa, what did
he? It shows you.
When did he unlock this bag?
It shows you system is everything.
From their half, stretching it.
Yeah. I'll see you like
the goal against Villa, innit? The goal against Villa, yeah.
Bro, it's brazy.
What's the only drink I'm gonna have anyway? I'm gonna have one drink.
Man, diluting the thing, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to get smizz, bro.
We're on a budget now. You ain't seen the price of living?
God damn. What's the living? Remember the Mountain Gay? It's actually called Mountain Gay.
Mountain Gay.
That's a slave ownership.
Yeah. I like all the drinks are slave ownership. Let's be real, man.
Captain Morgan's,
Jack Daniels,
Jim Beam.
But I think they gave Jack Daniels' family, obviously the slave. I think they gave like a little settlement.
Is it?
Yeah,
a little settlement. Family.
Bro, I imagine, yeah.
They need to get.
Because, wait, let's be real. Do you think a white man's going to make drink like that? Or even KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken? Ain't no white man made that. Slaves made that.
But do you know what? Yeah,
ever heard? It's real.
Do you ever sit? Yeah, I wonder.
Come on, man. Let's be real, man.
What would you do if you can go back in time, like into any point in history? What would you do?
I think I wouldn't go that far back. Actually, wait.
Well, that just eradicate slavery, innit?
But then again,
if I could go back in time, I'd go back to.
We was Kang's era, blood.
Let's be real. Not everyone was Kang's.
If I could go back in time.
You probably a broke nigga back then, too.
I'd go back in time.
You were a bum. You were a bum then. You was a bum then. You were a bum. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Come from a line of bums.
What was you going to say? If you could go.
But.
Anyway, if you could go back, yeah?
I'd go back to the 2013 finals and Rugby tackle Real and McQueen makes a shot.
You're a real hater, bro.
But wait, nah. There was a point, yeah. I was just scrolling through Twitter the other day, yeah, and I was like, I really do hate black people, and that came out of my mouth, and I was like, but it was understandable.
Wait, I'm recording.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. bro, no. To see what I saw, so the first one, yeah, you see that TikTok trend, yeah, where you get like a bottle of something, and you start rapping. A brother's got a newborn baby. I said, I really hate niggas. And then the next tweet I saw was. A baby holding a petrol pump.
Oh yeah.
I said I've had enough.
So it's so expensive. Baby's got to start working.
Like the fumes and that.
But do you know what it is, yeah?
You're tough, right?
But all right, cool. Maybe the baby one could have been fake, yeah, the petrol one. Yeah. But when I seen the baby dangling for his day, like
upside down.
I wanted to call police. Like.
Social service.
But no, but
to be honest, Michael Jackson done it. He flung his baby out the
window. No, but the baby was like
upside down.
Bless Michael Jackson.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, when you
gave us Thriller.
Hey,
get the black.
When you're popping, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. And Michael Jackson exactly did that.
The guy in the video,
that was wild, though.
Crazy.
And the baby's called Blanket, innit?
Yeah.
Sure, I think Michael Jackson was like,
think about it.
It's like you lot want a story. I have one, innit? Kind of thing, because they wouldn't leave him alone, innit? I think it was at the time where like they were banging him down for the whole like nonce thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what, yeah? I'm thinking about it, like, they probably wasn't really banged, like, it probably just happened, and, like, life was going on because internet wasn't about back then. One newspaper report, not that like, everyone was talking about it.
I remember people talking about it, and I was a kid, and I remember.
Bro, Michael Jackson's the biggest superstar in the world. People were talking about it.
I'm saying it wouldn't be a buzz like it would be today.
Whoa, of course not.
Of course not.
You guys,
it'd be more now.
No, I'm saying that like if it happened today with like everyone like getting the news straight away, we'll be like, damn. Oh, and we're more canceling than our parents.
Yeah.
Like we don't.
Because if you go back and watch shows different from way back then, like say for example, Little Britain, some of those skits are not getting passed today, brother.
But.
Disabled people now.
Disabled people, blackface.
But the thing is,
Little Britain was fucking hilarious.
It was hilarious. But that shit is not getting green light today.
No, definitely not.
That's just Little Britain. Imagine other shows as well.
But we need that back, man.
Kinda, but
high key, low key.
But do you know what it is? Yeah, it's, you have to go with the times and like
adapting.
And now it's not funny, like because less able people will come forward and be like, yo, like. I'm really going through it, and you man are laughing. So you got to be like,
bro. If I watch Little Britain now, I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah. But it's one of them ones. You know them ones. you just got to keep it.
That's our era, isn't it?
Yeah. Like you can't get like if you're gonna cancel me for listening, like laughing at something I found funny back then. What are we really doing? Where are we going with this? Like, but it's just one of them ones, man. Like I know.
Still listening to R. Kelly?
No, yeah. I saw this.
Nah. Like privately, like just.
Alright, brother, I sent you like the snap when I was in Jamaica in January.
I was listening to Max B the other day, yeah? And I was listening to one of his tapes and he remixed Slow Wind, innit, by R. Kelly, yeah? And the Max B version is so cold. I was like, I want to hear the original. And I couldn't bring myself to like, you get me?
But do you know what,
I couldn't bring myself to go to
It's one of them ones, like
even when I listened to, what's it called? Like, Back and Forth by Aaliyah. And like R. Kelly has a bit where he has like a little 2-3 bar.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you get me? Like, even the fucking album cover, him
he was
in the back
spitting,
of the
that,
me like, he,
leather
know,
jacket. Like, yeah, he, leather he, jacket, no sleeves.
But he was mad. But he was flowing on that though. He was
real predatory.
But like, you know, like even back then. But you know what?
Jacket, no sleeves is nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, with no top.
Do you know that
man?
And he's blurred out. And he's got one leg up.
With no t-shirt on.
Bro, it's one of them ones our parents should have cancelled him there and then.
Just for that. Just for that.
But it's one of them ones again.
Yeah, I was having sex, yeah. And obviously, Pippin made a playlist, right?
Oh, you drew him up.
Put the playlist. Yeah, I had to draw him up. Put the playlist on. Then R. Kelly comes on. The girl kisses the team. I'm like, I don't listen to him. Yeah, I didn't know.
Kisses the team, Mitch Stroke. Yeah, yeah. You saying you didn't like, you didn't invent the playlist beforehand. You just stuck it on.
Nah, bro, I was horny, nigga.
Nigga, just send it through.
Nigga, just put on shuffle. Anything goes.
Anything goes, bro.
Nigga's got drill on the next song.
Been a nasty nigga for that, though, bro.
But
you should have said.
But yeah, no. What I was saying, I told you like that time when I was in Barbados, yeah. And
this is Barbados.
I am not gonna say his name. Gem. But he was playing R. Kelly off shuffle, yeah, blaring out, and I was like, "Yo, like, keeping it low." Then get a bang on the door. There's a neighbor. He's like, "Fuck with the music." Like, just talking, and I was like, "I'm not even gonna try to disgrace myself doing a Bajan accent, but the way he said it, it was like, all right. I fuck with the music, and then like it's such folky, like,
you know it is, yeah.
But then I just couldn't stop laughing about the accent and about what he's like loving. But them man are in a segregated part of the world. The news ain't probably hit yet.
Yeah,
literally.
What I'll say is this: is that like obviously like I don't listen to him anymore, innit? Because I can't.
Me neither.
The thing is,
I stopped years ago because I wasn't the biggest fan in the first place, so it wasn't easy.
Like, why is everyone lying?
No, me personally.
Why is
me personally.
Nigga don't like lying.
Thank you. You know, I don't like, yeah, I'm not the biggest.
Listens to is like Joe and Boston rappers. Like,
like, ain't murder, I ain't trying to hear it.
My thing is this, yeah, like, I loved R. Kelly growing up, innit? Like, R&B is such a big part of, like, growing up, my family, whatever. But obviously, the older I got and the more privy I got to the shit the guy was into, I stopped listening to him less and less. Now, I can't listen to him, innit? Like, I'll be real, like, even when I've tried to, like, not...
It's not comfortable.
It's just, I can't. Yeah. Like, I physically can't. But then, like, there's still so many people who listen to him, and they when they hear someone else listening to him, they love it. Mm. So even when, like, they've heard Jem playing it,
yeah,
they're probably thinking, yes.
Yeah, I feel...
Like, it's not just us, like, just vindicated.
Yeah. You know what, yeah?
You know when you have, like, a community opinion?
Yeah.
You have, like, a crazy take, and then someone agrees with you, like, yeah, like, you get...
It's like in school, yeah, when you get in trouble, your man get in trouble too. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm going to just say this, like, if you do listen to him, like, and you said it, I won't feel like you're a nonce, but I feel like. But sometimes I'm listening to it, and I'm just like, "Fuck!" Like,
who's this song about?
Yeah, like I'm.
But
like,
if I'm playing like Happy People, come on.
But
you know what I mean?
Sure, it's about Happy People.
But I think even in the documentary, yeah, there was like anytime R. Kelly had like another case, he would jump back on the whole like gospel kind of sound, like just to get people. Back on his side,
you know, niggas that convert to try to get the heat off.
Yeah, yeah.
Too late, nigga. Like, go to jail.
See them niggas who gone jail for like a murder, come out Muslim.
Yeah,
like,
as Muslim,
brother.
You kill people.
All I'm saying is a wise man. I don't know. I've never been to prison. I don't know in it. All I'm saying is a wise man said, if you went to jail and turned Muslim, you're pussy. That's what I've heard.
I heard about it.
That's what I've heard.
I heard about that as well, actually. I heard about that.
Like, but I get the theory because it's mad pressure.
No, not even that. There's that, but then also you get
mad protection. You get protection.
Oh, and, yeah. And you get privileges too,
yeah.
Innit?
Yeah.
Also, you get the thing, pray more, get to the mosque.
More.
Yeah, eat more.
It's crazy, man.
Hey, fair enough, man.
Shout out the axe. But let's do a bit of introduction. We'll do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. You know, we got Ludo for Pussy's Fool here.
Not my name.
Horniest in charge.
That nigga ain't in charge, don't do that.
The horniest in charge.
I might take that title.
Nah, it's better than flipping, what was it? Face of the franchise. That was that was every episode. It was like every episode for like five episodes.
Mappy.
And you know, we got Atlas here, the boom bap rap fanatic.
Medical or physical.
We got Cheeksy
Chino.
Yo, what's up?
Well, you don't want to talk today?
Nah, I said, what's up, innit? I didn't feel like saying anything.
You know, we've got Flashy here.
Yes.
Flashy Sealer. You know what I'm saying?
From.
You do a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
You do a lot of things.
He dibbles and dabbles in a lot, but you know, tell us.
Yeah, Block Report. Cold Drinks Podcast, Link Up TV. You know, like I'm just trying, man.
Yeah.
Be
just
consistent.
One of them industry niggas.
Nah, don't do that, man.
You was, in the industry party yesterday, man. I told you. Hey, you at Jerem Gala, what was you wearing?
Hey, I didn't go to Gala, man. Yeah.
We're gonna flame his fit. What was you wearing?
What was that Jerem Gala? That nigga Ilias.
It was there?
Yeah, nigga, that nigga was posted on my jam. I was jealous as hell.
Oh, wait, we need to talk about that. Did you see Margs?
Oh, yeah.
He was drunk. But I get his space. So you know when you're that type of licked and you don't even care who it is? I bet he didn't even really... Like, you knew it was Maya, yeah, but he didn't know the situations. Like, he was just like, fuck it.
She called him a Benzino or something.
Bregiano. But do you know what? It's one of them ones, yeah? It's like... If it was off camera, I don't think she would have been like that. Yeah. Or like, she would have just been like, oh, you're stupid, whatever. But when the camera's on, you're thinking, this is filming. Like,
you know what, the vibes are so high. Yeah. When he's filming it, he's like, oh, I just...
My bait.
Flamed up.
Yeah, but you know when like... the internet. Sometimes you got women there... Like mad friends, you're like, oh, that's my babes, as in like, that's like, that's you don't want to say that's my dog, but I seen the video and I was like, yeah, he's in a different space right now. I've been there too many times.
Even the video's like, oh, I don't care if she's a conservative, she's buff.
Buff can't do no wrong in my eyes.
That's
one of the greatest rappers of all time. Marks can't do no wrong in my eyes.
Nah, man, definitely. Nah, he.
What do you guys think of some of the fits?
The fits. Oh,
do you know? Yeah,
man. The fits were questionable, bro.
The fits were questionable, but I feel like some of the fits were fine. Mm. But then it's because
I guess Getz and Kano look good.
Yeah, but then it's like some people were looking really good and some people just came for a casual
really
thing.
Bad.
And it's like, I feel like this will be the year. But everyone's like, so this is
serious.
This is what it is. Yeah, I feel so like because like, it's only been 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
I think it's 2 years.
But other years, I've seen people look. The standard's been a lot higher, man.
Yeah, but now I feel like you see how the other gala, the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Now it's gonna get to that level.
You were like, people are discussing people, your fits. So you know, you gotta come with it.
People are gonna be planning it for months. They're like, I'm not lacking this time, or you're gonna lack just to get a bit of attention. On you.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, cool. Let me.
To this day, every Met Gala, what's his name? Who's the name like that tripped over again?
Jason Derulo.
Literally, every Met Gala they post it again. Like, he's gonna always be a thing.
And
like,
everyone looks out for Rihanna's fit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what? The best fit or the fit that I remember the most from the Met Gala was the one that Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman, yeah.
The white
and the gold. You look regal.
So
yeah.
Cold.
Crisp. Man.
That was so cold. It was like it was simple but detailed. You get me? Like you never overdid it. It was just the right amount.
And a lot of people when it was
like the right shade of white.
Yeah, it was perfect, man.
And a lot of people the Met Gala stuff like that. Yeah, they wear stuff that wears them. If that makes sense. Yeah. Like they don't look comfortable in it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, the stylist said, yeah, where this?
You're just in your suit floating.
Yeah.
Looking mad uncomfortable.
Some box cut suit in that.
No.
Bro, some women are wearing like spikes and I'm thinking, how are you sitting down?
Bro, you're in your suit, now you're mad uncomfortable.
Mm. How you lot telling up to the GRM gala?
Hey.
Yeah.
Who you pulling up on?
Sorry. How long you got?
Hey, man. Hey, GIM, I'm pulling up on Steph London. Oh, man. I seen her at the women's Euros game, yeah?
Final.
Yeah.
Bro, she waved at me. I promise you. Like, she waved at me.
Yeah.
No, she did. She did that. But yeah, when I seen her, the cheeks were cheeks, and I said, this is crazy.
No wonder Bird Boy made last, bro.
Hey.
I'd feel it as well.
Yeah, feel it as well, bro.
I can't lie, that Bird Boy album was really, really good.
Why'd you say I can't lie? That's like saying,
you're gonna say
don't shit. Mean to be racist, but Stormzy's a good rapper.
Nah, he's not. But but the Burner Boy album was really good, innit? I just said I can't lie because whatever, but it's a really, really good album.
I think it's his best project.
Yeah. I've listened to all
Best project I've heard from him, honestly.
Nah, African Giant.
African Giant's cool, but
African Giant is probably African Giant is probably one of the best albums out there.
I haven't heard African Giant. I've heard Outside and Twice as Tall.
Diddy just needs to fuck off, man.
Yeah, he wanted his, like, he's just trying to get his hands in all the pies.
He got his hands in everything.
A bit.
Yeah.
It seemed very, we were Kangs.
Yeah, he was.
In Africa.
Have you watched, what's it called? The Boys?
Yeah.
What's the speed one?
Adrian.
I'm not finished it yet, but yeah. He's trying to get into the We Were Kangs bag.
I think it was a coon.
You know when it's beneficial for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's P Diddy.
Diddy's for that bad people.
Bro. He's for that bad black people, bro.
Yo, pay Mace.
Yeah. Mace, pay Five-Yo. Have you seen that? Mace not paying Five-Yo.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Everything gets climbed out,
bro.
Five racks, bro.
It all roots back to Diddy.
He's at the top of it.
You see the picture of what's it called when Captain Conan were talking to him?
Yeah.
And some guy was like, it was before Captain Conan tweeted it, but it was like, niggas love posting a picture with Diddy or Jay-Z talking about lessons.
You have to though, man. You have to, like, cause
Diddy ain't had a star since Biggie.
No, that's not true. Danity Kane.
True. The Locks were on Bad Boy.
No, but they didn't like being on Bad Boy.
Yeah.
They even hated it. Like.
They did.
They were better on Rough Riders.
No, they definitely were. Yeah. But it's not like he hasn't had a star since.
Who's Machine Gun Kelly?
Hey, Machine Gun Kelly's he's a good rapper, man.
Who's actually been on Bad Boy since?
Bro, who's been on Bad
Boy? Hey, Bad Boy's ain't been hit like that. Let's be real.
King Combs.
Hey, still got a point.
Nah. Literally no one.
Damn, that's crazy.
French Montana. He was on Bad Boy for a bit.
No, but Frank was colder before.
He just went on it
because it was Diddy. Yeah. Like, it was like, fuck
I can't lie. I'm not saying anything that has Diddy's name on it, bro.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
That's the devil. Diddy, Puff, Sean
Cole. Shug Knight.
Anything like that. Shug
Knight.
Birdman, Shug Knight.
Birdman.
You said the Birdman.
For what? Bro, Birdman.
Drake's still signed to him to this day.
Oh, shit, he is, man.
Yeah, he said that's a lifetime contract.
That
nigga a slave owner as well.
Hey.
That's Birdman. And I got to kiss him.
Bro.
You got to sign and kiss him.
You got to do the John Wick thing if you want to leave Birdman. You got to lay out like 50 man.
Then I cropped it.
Even that,
a slice of your pinky or something.
Bro, these niggas are old and they're still Young Money.
Bro.
Bro. Niggas is billionaires, so that's Young Money.
Niggas 40 talking about Young Money. Nigga.
Gone. Wait, I don't think Lil Wayne's 40 yet, you know?
Nah, I think he just touched.
Lil Wayne's mad young.
He was popping when he was like 16.
Hot Boys thing with Juvenile and them when he was like 6.
So he probably hit his prime when he was like 20 something.
21.
Yeah, that's
when. Didn't he start Young Money like 23? 23, he started like Young Money at 23.
I believe so.
Wait. I think him, Nicki, and Drake, they're similar ages. Like, they're like 3 years apart.
I think he's like 3 years older than Nicki, and then she's like 3 years older than Drake. Drake's like 35.
Someone needs to fact check this year, but I think Nicki might even be the same age as Wayne.
Lil Wayne's what, 39,
fuck 40? It, let me check.
Yeah, googling it. Lil Wayne's what, 39, 40? That man, they've been popping for...
I think Wayne's just touched...
That man, they've been popping for like 2/3 of their life.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Juvenile and that come out at like the late 90s, he would have been barely out of his teens.
Oh, shit. So Wayne is 39.
Yeah, he ain't even
Drake, old yet. Drake, 35. Mm-hmm. Future's 38.
Because Future started popping later.
Nicki Minaj is 39.
Future popped off that rack.
Nicki's 39.
Huh? Yeah. We got racks on racks. That's what he popped off. And it wasn't even his track.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's crazy how he's the one you blew off that. I don't know where that YC nigga is. God bless him.
Hey, you know, it's hard sometimes, yeah. You see when a nigga blows off your shit?
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm happy for you big bro.
Hate, yeah, you know what you want to hate?
But nigga, you got to bring me, though. Yeah. But you know them niggas are always like, remember when? Yeah. Like, nah, nigga. Like,
I got amnesia. I take a lot of drugs.
No, Future, I've been knowing he's
Dungeon family.
Bro, he's old, bro. Like,
the thing is with Lil Wayne is like, I'm 25 years old. Lil Wayne's been popping since I knew how to consume music.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
He's only 39.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My first track that I downloaded was Make It Rain remix. Ooh, Lil Wayne, Fat Joe. I think I was six. Yeah,
what was that? LimeWire days?
It was, yeah.
LimeWire.
Yo, I was still doing Chingy back then, man.
I remember, I think the first Lil Wayne song I ever heard, and it wasn't even his song, it was the I'm So Hood remix.
Because he used to remix a bad nigga shit. I'm taking your beat and I'm making it
better.
Yo, that was hot, you know?
That was an error, yo.
Hey, that's what Jay-Z was onto him.
Yo, I remember that. It was taking bad nigga shit.
He's like, that beat is mine now.
If
I'm making it better.
If you find out that Lil Wayne has put your song on one of the dedication mixtapes, Long Day. Because no one's going to remember it. Yeah. That's probably your best song. Like, working out.
It was that mixtape madness era. It was just taking everybody's shit,
bro. They were saying, yeah. You see The Carter 3? Mm-hmm. It got leaked a week before. It done 1 million on illegal downloads.
Yeah.
Came out.
And it still did like
and it's still done 1 million in a week. Do you know how nuts that is?
You know what, yeah? We see Drake as like this mad superstar right now, isn't it? Almost 10 years deep at the top, yeah? But for me, you see Lil Wayne's run, how intense that was. I can't lie, I've never seen anything like it. Not, not even been, Drake, never.
There's only ever really been, the thing is with Lil Wayne,
yeah.
And it's similar to 50 Cent, and even similar to someone like Eminem, where it's like a white hot run for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Even, okay, so obviously we're all 50 Cent fans here, we're all Lil Wayne fans here. However, however you thought about Eminem, right? Yeah. He sold like 2 million in a week.
Let's be real, Shady like, is top five all time, man.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, 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 come on, man.
Atlas definitely wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't go that far. I might put him in like the top.
You had me in the first half. You had me in the
15, 20.
If you want to talk popularity, you can't name like five rappers.
Joe Budden is a better rapper than Eminem.
I don't think I'm not prime for prime. And I like Joe Budden. Not prime for prime. But listen,
that's not Shady. I'm talking popularity, Shady, not Eminem.
If we're talking popularity.
Eminem is not even getting my top 25, I promise you. Listen to his music now.
No, his music back then
horribly.
I aged horribly. Someone who loved Eminem when he was a kid.
I love someone
aged horribly, man.
Bro, I love when music is timeless.
I spent a weekend just listening back to a lot of things. I was like, yo, what
I'm
fuck?
Disappointed, man.
You can, the thing is, I'll listen to it and be like, yo, this nigga is fucking nice. He's skilled.
Yeah.
You get me? He can rap, but the guys are raping his mum and that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bro, it's like, you know what it is? It's horrible, isn't it? Like, it's meant to do, it's like, shock factor, shock value.
But I think now I cringe even more. Obviously, back then,
when I listened to him, I was like, oh, this guy's all right.
Yeah.
It's like kind of cringy. Yeah.
Timbaland was a better rapper than him.
Sure.
You just saying shit.
You just saying anything.
Have you listened to his verse on Give It To Me?
No, but you know how crazy it is that back then, obviously, guys like DMX, 50 Cent was selling a million records, CDs in a week.
Just
week.
Eminem did 2 million.
Yeah, that's, so that's people literally getting up, going to nanny and go to the local CD store and buying a CD.
But I think people would be able to do it now if it wasn't for streaming.
You don't think people would be able
to? No, I think people would. Like, you'd get out your house more to buy albums if streaming wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, streaming,
there was a HMV on every corner.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You get me?
But it's one of them ones with the times you have to adjust with it. Even when people sell, like, what's really good these days? Like, 250?
Yeah, I'll say I'll even say 150 up is
good. Yeah.
Oh, so
no, saying like the most, like 250 in a week is like you're
that's very, very good. That's
you've gone clear. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's Drake numbers.
No, Drake does like 400, 500.
Is it?
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm impressed with any artist that does more than 150 up.
I'm impressed with any artist.
Literally,
yeah.
Basically, like, obviously, I don't use it, but DJ Academy said if you do 100K more, you're one of the big dogs. Yeah.
But I've always said, yeah, people get confused with numbers. I was even with like the Joey Badass tape, everyone was like,
how much should it do?
Something like 20K.
Oh,
yeah,
come on.
But then, but
before they used to do like 50, 60 average.
But then I was listening to it and I was like, yo, this is cold. So then again, it's like numbers.
I'm the boom back nigga.
No, but I'm in the now. Like, I'm not there. Nigga, you there. You there.
Where am I?
You there. Yeah. The boom bap section.
Don't worry, I'm with you. I'm a
you dare
nigga too. They're lying. What do you mean you're with
you? You're scaring the hoes. You're scaring the hoes.
You dare the Bronx.
Oh, let us scare the hoes.
Hey.
Yeah, he's lying.
He's there in the Bronx in the bodega.
Yeah.
Outside the bodega.
You might catch me outside the bodega. You might catch me outside the bodega, but that's neither here nor there.
Is he? Outside the bodega, selling crack to the whackers.
I got the
whack. He's whack MCs, they can't see me.
I got the boom bap in my backpack.
Oh, man.
You might see that tweet when it was like rappers in the 80s hating sucker MCs.
Yeah.
Call a man a sucker MC.
Yo, God. Right, yo, God. That's like basically saying suck your mum.
Yeah. Yo, sucker MC?
Little jive turkey. Yeah,
but you lot are killing me, bro. You are
but let's get into it. I was thinking this a time ago. I even told you like 2 months ago. I was like,
yeah, you're supposed to do this time ago.
Yeah, I was like, I want to do a top five UK
most influential.
Influential. Because I don't want to do like the best because it's easy. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I want to see what you lot think have like the most influence.
Okay.
So yeah, obviously.
Say one. And we just explain.
No. I want you to go top five because that's how we get distracted.
Right, cool. I'm going to say this as well. I don't listen to drill. Yeah. I don't listen to drill because it doesn't resonate.
I'm not a big fan of drill, but I've got a drill artist.
I've got a drill artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who wants to go first?
I'm going to say three. Then I'm going to say that was two. Then.
No, right, still go five. What
Okay, I don't have five.
Nigga trying to leave us on a cliffhanger. Ooh, who is it?
Yeah. I couldn't get five. Okay, I'm going to start.
Nigga didn't do his homework, man.
Yeah, I couldn't get five. I tried because I mean, I know. I call him say Timbo.
Okay.
I've got
Timbo, Giggs. which is Skepta.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm going to say Mover as well.
Yeah.
That's the fourth. Mm. And the fifth one, probably K-Trap.
It's K-Trap as the most.
Influential though.
Top five influential.
But who's first?
Nigga, oh, list.
Nigga, you just in order.
In order.
Yeah, top five. That's how you do a top five.
I thought if you said K-Trap, yeah, you go. It's kind of like Blade Brown's type of thing anyway. Mm. Prior to that.
And Blade Brown was doing it way before.
Who's rapping? Yeah. I'm just going to...
You talk about like drill.
Yeah, I put every each subsection because UK rap, grime, yeah.
Oh, okay,
oh, rap, right, Afro right, swing, right, rap, rap, yeah,
Mover, okay, but alright, cool. I'm not. I haven't seen his influence.
I haven't.
You just lied. I'll be honest.
I haven't because he was.
No. I'm not saying he's not good, but I want to see who bounced off him.
Yeah. J-Hus, why are we lying? Why are we lying? Why are we lying? We're lying.
I think J-Hus is one. Timbo.
That's Timbo.
We're lying.
Okay. No, that's Timbo. Mover, talk to me.
Nah, we've had this conversation many times.
But I just feel about. I just don't feel.
No, I'm not defending my position.
But it's one of them ones. Everyone's got their own opinion.
The judge is gonna dismiss Ludo's statement as biased.
And Mover is like East London's god. Like,
nigga, I would say Potter over Mover.
He's taking it to a different space than
because he's allowed to. Mover's in jail, nigga.
True, but and Skepta, I don't think he's had a lot of influence. I feel like he's gone clear, but I don't think he's had Skepta's my top five best rappers, US, UK.
So for influence for you is actually hearing people that sound like them and
taking a new sound and bringing it.
Who's redefined the sound?
Yeah, yeah.
I can say Skepta redefined the sound because he kind of obviously he still kind of stayed true to like grime what it means, but still made it like mainstream, but didn't make it corny. And also, I think he carried a wave as well.
He carried the new resurgence.
Yeah,
like 2015, 2016. Mm-hmm. He resurged.
He stayed very relevant throughout the years. He obviously, only person in grime who stayed grime for the whole of grime is JME. Mm. JME has never stepped out of grime, ever. Never. He has, nigga's never even taken off his do-rag. I think I've seen off his do-rag once.
Would you lot say that Tiny was more like influential than Skepta?
Ooh,
Tiny say that? Because Tiny made it a thing where you could explore other sounds, like you could explore popping it, and go far with that. So that's why you got that's why I felt like you got people like Chipmunk trying that road as well.
All right, cool.
That's what ages.
All right, cool.
I like that.
Ahead of Tiny, I would say Tinchy. All
right, cool.
Strider.
All right, cool.
I would say Tinchy.
So now that you lot said it, yeah.
What's that song with the Sugar Babe thing?
Yeah.
And it's the other one, there's something about. Tinchy was doing that.
He was signed to Roc Nation.
But wait.
Oh, shit, he was.
So my one.
Jay-Z, yeah, he was signed to Jay-Z.
So was K. Coke.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Yeah. Man.
That
should have been something.
Never.
That should never happen. It was a waste of time, man.
I think it's a waste of time. UK artists, American.
Side note, I think K-Court's got top three or four delivery in UK. Oh,
yeah,
He's Find the Booth, 9 minutes long. I still know it worth a word.
Find the Booth.
Yeah. I think him signing to Roc Nation is the reason why he's not popping now.
No, that's
because all right. So he signed to Roc Nation, and he had a case, and that's what made everything long. If you had a case over here, and you could still get stuff out or whatever, I think Roc Nation just put him on the shelf. It was like long day, and then it's like he went missing for too long, and then he's like to reignite the buzz. You're thinking
there's only like three people in the scene that can go for time and come back and still think Dave, Stormzy, and J Hus.
And
go for time.
Potter
and people.
Potter was in jail for all that time and come out even more popping than
Involuntarily.
Potter come out more popping.
I know, but I'm saying like J Hus and Stormzy.
He went popping when he went in.
Of course, but J Hus, Stormzy, think they don't. Dave, the only people they can fuck off for like a year or two and come back.
And their buzz will still be
there. They're still buzz to the same. Our people, they don't have that influence on the level of popularity and celebrity.
Let me do my one. So I put my one, at fifth, it was. Like, I put down Timbo, and I put / J-Hus.
Okay. J-Hus hype.
J-Hus took it to another level, and I think he influenced more than Timbo. Timbo started it. He made a little fire. Mm. But then J-Hus, he come off it with, even with, NSG, just going clear. And the whole Afro Swing movement is, forgetting J-Hus.
You can't include the Afro Swing movement without including Cold Your Funds, though.
But he can't, man. Because when Jay has a coach runs at the top and beefing each other, those two diss tracks.
We're beefing with each other, but where are you now? Kind of thing. Like, all right, cool. But
that's a different conversation.
Yeah, but no, but all right, cool. I couldn't name like Kojo Fun's probably like three songs like in my head that would stick to it. Like, he wasn't.
But then I can't name 3K Trap songs. So what are we doing?
But I'm saying influence.
He put a Trace up in his top five, so it's like.
But I'm saying that in the actual influence, Kojo Funds is not what it looks like. No, Kojo Funds was just there.
He was just there.
He was just a part of it.
No, he was definitely in there,
controlling.
Yeah,
bruv. Words, though.
Before Jay started fully doing Afro Swing, he was just rapping. Kojo Funds really just don't want for me. Then Jay remixed that. He wasn't doing Afro Swing.
But I'm just saying. What Jay has is that
even put
common sense on the thing.
What that take play Monopoly. Not
yeah, yeah.
But no, but put common sense on there. Yeah, that's probably got one of the best intros from a UK album ever, and it's like, all right, cool. That is just defines the whole thing. You can't, all right, cool. If you want to have the argument.
I'm not arguing better, by the way, I'm just saying.
No, not better, like more influence. I'm not doing it better.
You can't then turn around and say Jay Huss is more, even if you want to say...
He's way more influential.
Let me finish, man. Even if you want to say that Jay Huss is more influential, better than Timbo, whatever, I don't think you can even say he's more influential than Timbo, because without Timbo, there is no Jay Huss.
But that's the curse can you of someone that started it.
Yeah. But I'm saying the influence. I'm saying he's been a more influence. Even more influence.
Say Jay Huss is better.
I'm not saying better. I'm saying he's been a more bigger influence.
I think Jay Huss is more influential because like Jay Huss brought even like satire to it.
Yeah,
I mean, he made it a bit more comical.
Yeah,
like you know the funny lines
like I'm black and ugly. Like,
you can't eat. What is it? You can't eat pom pom.
And Dromo's on
Pazzi. Yeah. There was a bit of a comical thing.
After that, I started hearing more comical lyrics. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Timbo did that as well. Baby girl, Cananita. I'm the only
one with the visa.
Is it?
Yeah, come on, dog.
Oh shit.
But then, all right, cool. Let me go to my...
Bro, where's the flowers? Yeah. Where are the flowers?
Where are the flowers?
Chino, where are the flowers?
No, bro.
I'm the only nigga with that.
You gotta give Timbo the flowers, because before that, people should be too serious to rap. Timbo said, we can make it lighthearted and whatnot. Yeah.
But let me go on to my next one. Fourth, I'm not a big on drill, but the person that made me like listen to it was LD.
Okay.
LD
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, I heard that.
Yeah, LD's fake, like as in like, if you have him on a track, He can say anything. I don't even want to say. Is he rapping real? I don't even want to find out.
Need to clarify,
but
it's LD, not Scribbs.
Yeah,
but
we'll come. But like, see his voice.
Nobody call him Scribbs. Even I don't call him.
But
it's like them annoying ass shorties. Oh, should I call your government?
Demarcus.
Oh. What do we talk about?
Fabian.
I know it, man. He's influential for
Ben.
One reason, let me cut off. He's influential before him. Drill rappers, was drawing the thing, but. When he started wearing a mask, now every single drill rapper start wearing a mask.
Yeah.
That's a big influence as well. Like,
he might have just dress wise as well. That was smart enough to hide his face.
No, I think he got caught up in something, and he had to.
Oh yeah, he couldn't
perform a script.
Yeah, for a while, innit?
Because we got to include fashion and like waves as influential as well. Like when niggas start dressing like that person or whatever,
but
that's influence as well.
I was in my third one. It changed last minute, and I put Section Boys, but I was like. They just had an error. Mm. They didn't really have an influence. Mm. I put Krept and Conan. Krept and Conan third.
That was an error.
Because
you see the
you get it?
Yeah.
Listen,
changing shit for the worst.
Yeah. But you see
that's still influence.
Yeah. But I think they made the whole lyrical bars like
when I heard
they gave it the peak.
The first time I heard
Hey,
I was losing my mind.
Tsunami mixtape cover is so ghetto.
Yo,
it's so like, you see the umbrella tsunami
Gucci scarf. Hey, that Gucci scarf.
Yo,
he had one of those.
But he was the one. He was the guy. If you had one of those,
he was like
Taliban scarf.
Yeah, that Pablo Escobar, bro.
He was the guy.
It was like when niggas had a G-Shock in like Year 9. That was the AP.
And a Shambhala.
Yeah, nigga, you got the
Cartier bracelet.
That's that Richard Mille.
When I heard Metaphor.
fives. I was prepared to say Conan was the best rapper of all time. Yeah. I was prepared to say it. I was so prepared to say it.
The snubs, guys.
I was so prepared. I was like, I prepared.
You seeing more slugs in the bag. I was like, yeah.
Nah, I can't lie, Sunabi was funny.
Yeah.
But for years, I think up until only recently, Krept was better than Conan.
Nah, Conan was always better.
Nah.
No, this is the meta fives and this is the four style.
Facts.
Krept's delivery was mad.
It was the delivery, but Conan actually had bars.
I go back and listen to them. Krept makes me cringe more than Conan. Though.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's the list for sure.
Yeah.
No, but do you know what? Yeah. Do you know what it is? Yeah.
Abdi.
That's when they start becoming silly.
That's when they start becoming caricatures.
Yeah. No, but when they start talking less about the grease and they start,
Link Up TV, that's when they fully moved away from the
grease. Yeah, man. Red Rum before them. Before that.
There's one SBTV. If you haven't heard it, just type in Krept and Conan SBTV. Yeah. It's the one that says 2009 in brackets.
Wait, is it? Are they in the car park?
They're like in a car park.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, the Shelly.
In the hotel getting brain off your bitch. You said she left with a mouth full of milk in.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Hey. In the mouth, you be tilting. Are you mad?
Oh, yo.
You see, when I heard that, yeah, I said, this might be the best rap I've ever heard.
I've ever heard in my life. I said, I've ever heard.
Even though it was hard, remember that Link Up TV? Who do you believe? It was good. But after that, it went downhill for them.
Now, do you know what it is? Yeah,
we weren't kings.
Yeah, but at the time, yeah, Otis was like the best thing that ever happened to him. But it's
the conspiracy that Jay-Z and Kanye took it down.
No, I actually believe someone in their label, whatever, took it down.
They said they were hating.
They said they were hating. Is because yo, nigga,
they cleared the sample.
Yeah.
Jay-Z don't even have his songs on YouTube.
I prefer. During that time, I preferred their version to the raw.
Yeah.
But now I look back on it. I was thinking. This music isn't timeless. No, well, the Otis track. Like, I was just like, I would never listen to it again, kind of thing. But
24.
But I'm.
I got 24. What is it? 164. That 24/7.
Yeah. Get it.
When they go, they had the props. Yeah. They were filling
us up. Like,
yeah.
They had the calculator as well. Did you get?
Yeah. But nah, nigga, I ain't doing math.
Get no calculator.
But it's one of the things I'm so.
My abacus out.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
But it was one of them things that I was so happy for them to like that. That was their moment. But I'm never gonna listen back to that
again.
But then, like, when they went clear with like "Don't Waste My Time" and had like the remix, it was
Freak of the Weekend.
Oh yeah, yo, but, that genre, that specific genre, they got the Asian crowd in the chokehold for that.
That is shisha music.
They love that genre.
But let me get to my second. My second was meant to be my first, but I was debating, and he was always gonna be on my list. It's Chip. And I'll just deepen it.
You got a very similar list, bro.
Bro, it's Chip, and I was deepening it. Like he might have even been like the most clear influence, like thing. He was like the first person to come off like this whole rapping thing and was gone pop. Like,
no, he wasn't. Dizzy Rascal did it before him.
No, wait.
Dizzy did it before him.
He did it before.
No, but yeah. When?
No, this
when
like, oh, five
wait, this is older than him, you know.
Like, yeah, but no,
is like 10 years
old. No. With the Calvin Harris, might be that might be 2008.
Nah, Chip wasn't doing pop in 2008.
No, he was doing pop in like 2007, 2008. Chip Diddy was pop. That was.
Oopsie, I don't know if that's pop. He was rapping, man.
Huh?
He was rapping.
That was pop.
Nah.
I'm Chip Diddy Chip. That's very pop, man. And Oopsie Daisy, that's a classic, man.
I'll say Chip was influential in terms of he took a lot of the stings from the scene because he went pop. And he was one that wasn't meant to because he was so good, like, lyrically and whatnot.
And the things, yeah.
He was one of the first that sounded like a big deal as well.
Bro.
Right? And obviously, get out of the deal. That's influence in that aspect.
Like RCA.
At that time, Chip was in McDonald's kiddies bags. Yeah. That was so clear. Yeah. And I was thinking, he's at the time I was like, that's the biggest UK rapper when I was in like year 7, year 8. But then I was like, what do you want?
Do you have it?
I was saying, he definitely, and like he had features from Mavado, Chris Brown,
but I'm not
Elton John, Elton John.
I'm not debating if he's top five, because I've got him in mind.
T.I.'s man.
I just feel like he was even in a cypher of T.I., Trey the Truth. I'm going to give you a trick because I got him in mind as well. But I just feel like the whole pop thing, because he even said in his 64-bar statement, I'm not going to do a Kane or a Dizzy and leave my friends in the ends of you Dizzy. He said it himself. Kane, Dizzy had already gone. Dizzy had left the ends and done the pop.
Oh, but did he really do Pop Boy? Did he went America?
Nah,
he done the FIFA Street tune. Dizzy, that's a wavy.
Stand up pop. Diddy Chip is pop. Stand up tools pop.
Yeah. Stand up tool. But Rascal Boy, no.
The police. Whoop.
Yeah, Siren.
That's a bit pop, a bit. Really.
It's not. I think Chip Diddy Chip is more pop, like clear.
Yeah,
clear.
But Dizzy went pop first, though.
Yeah. My point is that Dizzy did it first. Yeah. My thing is, like, even though I agree, I think Chip is top five, but we have to. Obviously, I'm probably revealing that Dizzy is my top five, but. Dizzy did it first, didn't it?
But then I would say
the Timbo J Huston.
Yeah. But then I would say off the back of that, where Chip went pop, it was definitely like Wretch went pop, like Dun Tractor. Yeah. Skepta went pop.
Rolex Sweet.
Even Skepta, Dizzy's a few years older than those guys as well, you know?
Huh?
Dizzy's a few years older than
Skepta. Bro, I know this. Yeah. But Dizzy didn't go pop for a while. Dizzy pop for me was like Calvin Horace.
He went pop straight after his second album.
Let's see when he went with Calvin Harris.
That wasn't the first song.
Why are you still onto this Calvin Harris?
Because that's when he went pop for me.
That was super pop though.
That was like, you're taking a piss.
But
2008, that's when he was taking a piss.
Bro, listen, I can't lie, bro. If you go on...
Let me go on his Apple Music.
Bro, also, can he say it?
Tool come out in 2004.
No way.
Yes.
See? Come on.
Sirens come out in 2006.
Yeah, this was pop.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Showtime was definitely pop.
And we have to understand,
Mass and English. Mass and English.
But Sirens was a single that came out before the album. Even though the album came out in
2007. I wouldn't even classify as for me, Sirens wasn't really pop. Because I heard that on like Channel U and kind of stuff. Like, when I talk about pop, I tuned on to MTV Bass. And I saw Oopsie Daisy on MTV Bass kind of thing.
I want to quickly say this: like, Giggs, in a way, kind of killed Grime, because before Giggs, Grime was the.
And that's thing. What Giggs is my top one. Yeah, Giggs
in a way killed Grime because it was Grime the most popular genre in the UK, and before that, UK rappers to rap with an American accent. Yeah, he comes along now.
Grime, it was garage, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously, but yeah. And like he comes along rapping a normal accent, just rap, and people
I like
becomes those popular accent.
UK rap. Before Giggs was bonkers, man.
Yeah, guys, UK guys rapping the American accent.
That man.
What, before Giggs?
We had Joel Black, who was spitting in English accent.
I'm sure
Giggs. We had The Streets. He was a rapper.
Yeah.
The Streets was
Skinny Man.
But I'm saying, but majority,
like,
yes, but
there were UK.
Yeah,
rappers.
But I'm saying like, but that was majority. That was the downside of that the thing. Like, they don't take the streets because a lot of them were rappers.
Because on the other side, you had SAS.
I can't lie, we had niggas
wearing dips.
Yeah, come on, like, is he
whatnot? Was Mr. Wong Grime?
Oh no, yeah, it was Grime.
I want to bring it back. Hey, do you remember? Hey, do you remember DJ Ironic?
Hey, stay with me. I know you played that to a shorty before.
Someone said on Twitter, every nigga wanted to die.
Me.
Yeah, every nigga wanted. Yeah. Hey, every nigga wanted to die just so they could have that song playing at the funeral.
Yo.
I swear that song. I was like,
I said
when I was watching the music video, I was like, yep, I want to die.
Yeah,
I die and
niggas
see.
Suicide over that shit.
Remember that Tiny Temper track, Wifey, when this chick got hit by a car at the end of the video.
Well, is it Wifey?
That game nightmare.
Wifey rhythm.
No,
okay. Yeah, Wifey rhythm. Yeah.
It just boom and it went black. And then the next song, it'll be like, cliffhanger, bro.
But there's so many we could talk about. I don't know. I think there was one more. My ones that didn't make it was Sneak Bo and Johnny Guns, because that was just an error. Like,
Guns is top five all time.
I heard him on the Twitter space and I was like, yeah, man, it's long. Yeah. Talking about new music soon, man.
Oh, please.
Right, have you heard, did you see that interview? I don't even want to instigate, but there was an interview where he was talking about like his relationship with Sneak Bo, wasn't it? Have you seen that interview?
Is in a car or something?
No, he's just sitting in a room and he's just talking. Man, I'm not going to instigate that, so I'll send you, it's the whatever it is.
Man doing an interview in a car. Crazy.
What did he say about it?
He's basically said that he was like, the guy basically asked him about like, his relationship with like Sneakbo and them, man. And like, our dad's in them, man. And about our plan, because Sneakbo was saying that him and Johnny were never brethren. Yeah. That like, them man there used to bring Johnny around Sneakbo and whatever, and it was whatever kind of thing. Because obviously they had that legendary freestyle, the black and white team, him, our dad, Shadow, block, whatever. And then he was like, cool, he tried to draw me out, but whenever we went on rideouts, I was there, he went there.
Matt, and I was saying that, man.
I said, yeah, perfect tennis for the freestyles, but the rideouts.
Listen. Yeah. Wait. Johnny Guns was saying
I was on rideouts, he went there, but Johnny Guns top five all time.
You see,
the thing is, he's top five for that, making a fresh on freestyle, but it was on holiday.
What was it? He didn't go jazz.
He went Great Yarmouth.
Oh my God, bro. This is news I'm just finding out today.
But here us with your top five.
So number five, I had Lowski. Ooh. Yeah, and Lowski because when Harlem came out,
Harlem Spartans, yeah,
bro, they're all
talented, and Lowski was at the top of all of them as well.
Yeah. But you know what? Was he at the top? Because at the time when they came out, he wasn't the hardest. It was like Mizzle Mac that was the hardest. Regardless, though, Lowski, like I feel like 2016, 2017 period when Harlem came out, they changed the whole drill flow. They made it mad skippy. Mm-hmm. The slang, they were the first to say Barbie. Mm-hmm. Chocolate darling and all these things.
Or just saying ski.
Ski.
No. That was Section Boys. That was Section Boys. That was definitely Section Boys. Because I remember, skiing.
Not skiing.
I always said skiing.
We've been saying skiing anyway. But
No, but they brought it back. Okay, they brought it back.
But them saying ski, chocolate darlings, you're going on.
Yeah, like, even like, they had certain slang, that it spread across the whole city. You know what I mean?
So and it definitely to the younger generation below us, that's their goats. They're top ones.
Harlem, where it started, like, are you going to back your brethren? That's
exactly. Yeah, and so like, they've got classics on classics, especially Lowski, man. Like, and he's still going strong. He's still doing his thing. But I feel like...
You can say Lowski influenced Digga D.
No. Oh, I don't know about
you
that.
You know, it's too industry. I can say...
No. Don't listen, I will say what I want.
He can't really say it.
But I just think Digga's different to Lowski, innit? I just think like flow-wise, everything. But Lowski, I think the influence is clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Four, I have Section Boys, like you. Mm-hmm. I have Section. I think Section changed everything in UK rap. And
that was a crazy time, man.
Bro, I can't lie to you. Like, as in, everything they put out was being like anticipated.
Delete my number. I had deleted my number on play for a year.
Bro.
I kind of felt like when Rico Squeeze left.
Yeah. I agree.
The energy just level just wasn't there anymore.
But that's the thing. I feel like.
You know what it is? I see it as kind of Rico Squeeze like the catalyst in terms of, because he's so hard as well. When he's no longer there, like in the studio sessions, maybe they don't have to go as hard. They push each other, so the levels like just.
But the thing is,
subconsciously, not with you, just subconsciously, it just drops.
If you
Like,
you see with like groups, if you take one person who adds 2% to the group, like or whatever, that 2% is gonna hit different.
Domino effect.
Like, it's like like a domino effect. Yeah. Like even if you may think, we won't miss him, and now it's just like why can't we?
It's like the Sugar Babes, bro.
Yeah, and but then like I've always deep like with like UK rappers, a lot of UK rappers can rap, but they can't make a song. Mm. They can't
Devlin.
He's just a rapper, just a raw rapper. Like damn, why can't you make a hit?
Let's have a rap. Bud Sweat and Beers, though.
That's a very good album. Outside of that. But like, it's like I always say, when I'm in the gym, I listen to Graham Bear in the gym, like old school Graham, like the old school sets and that. And when you listen to like Fuck Radio from like 05, 06, 07, I'm telling you, it's Devlin up here, Getz like here, and then everyone else. Like Devlin was, and Getz was so
but
much
he wasn't
further.
The best in the movement though.
Who?
Devlin.
No, Getz was.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But in terms of just like when that man went in just like rapping.
Radio sets,
Like just sets like throwing a beat 5 minutes, like Devlin and Getz was so far ahead of everyone else. They were so much further ahead. Yeah. But when it came to making songs, Devlin just couldn't make songs. Mm. That's like what Wretch figured it out, Scorcher figured it out, Getz eventually figured it out. Yeah. But Devlin just never figured it out.
Yeah, definitely.
He caught
lightning in a bottle.
Cult classic as well.
Yeah. Love that album.
I was thinking you'd call him Judas, but you actually said his name, so I was like, calm.
Who? Yeah. Wretch.
Yeah.
Oh. You're over it now. You're over it now.
Over it.
Hey, nigga, it might have never happened.
No, it happened. It happened. And techie, man. I don't know why I'm the only one who feels so strongly about it.
Because the niggas, the reason why he gets the pass in the grand scheme of.
Course.
in the grand schemes of things, yeah, because he is probably UK's top two rappers. Yeah.
He's not, but fair enough.
No, 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 he's not. He's not. He's not to you because he's done what he's done, and that's okay.
Why did he have to do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I was watching a movement DVD thing. It was like 2.5 hours, isn't it? It was like them chilling, free, everything.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah. It's like 2.5 hours, 3 hours. When Scorcher was coming out of pen, gets Wretch and someone else, I forget who, got in the whip and drove to go get him. Like, this is how close and for how long this man had been, and he did that to him.
Do you know what it is? I've always said this, yeah? Like, you see Rasta men, yeah? They're very, very, very slimy. They may be talking, they're like spiritual babes.
El Selassie.
Yeah, they'll talk the whole...
Fuck El Selassie's wife, bro.
They're crystal babes. They're crystal babes.
Bro,
they're
bro.
They're astrology babes.
Yeah, low key.
You are dumb.
Low key.
We're dumb, man.
No, let's be honest. You know what, let's have it right, man. Talk about El Selassie, go back to the motherland. Why is your baby mom white?
Sorry for like, Rasta men are crazy. Yeah. As you said, like, niggas coming out with a white baby man, but you're talking about we should go back to Africa.
She can't come!
Oh, man. They're the main reason why mixed race kids are going crazy with ADHD in England.
Finish it. Lowski section, bro.
Lowski section, and third is Chip.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Chip, man. Because I feel like Chip, yeah, he's influenced the new generation. Yeah.
Nigga had Chris Brown dancing on the bus.
Oh, classic battle. Champion is a classic.
Nigga, champion.
I'm still upset to this day. Why didn't go
well. Yeah, and the thing is, yeah, it was a time where everyone was jumping on dancehall beats, but this nigga had a dancehall feature from Mavado. He had a feature.
And the song still bangs.
Mm. Oh, that song.
Shout out to Rattling for his.
Huh?
Rattling for.
Oh, for Messiah.
No, shout for Messiah. You don't shout rightly for Messiah.
Well, as in like a shout for it?
No, give him a shout for Messiah.
Oh, yeah, shout. Yeah, that Messiah was nice.
Shout, bro.
But the whole effect of it, it was just like, if that song comes on, yeah, I'm going back in the dance for another 20 minutes. Mm. That's putting batteries in my back.
I'll be real, yeah. Pause. Pause.
But yeah.
Like, no. Play. Chip, I think, yeah, he's Play. Paved the way for a lot of like, you see Cench.
Yeah.
Central C. I think he's a blueprint of Chip, in a way.
Without the ability, continue.
Yeah, all right.
What, Chip? You think...
Was it necessary to say that?
Wait, you think Chip's got no ability or...
No.
Who do you think?
Wait.
Let me throw it back to 14 years ago when that might even been... When did the thing got Ice Cube come out? 2008?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever it did. I was the only one going in saying no. This is what I mean. This is when I know light skin privilege was a thing.
Yeah. What? Chip went harder.
Everyone, I said to this day, Chipman went harder.
Yeah.
I said it then when I was a kid.
Chip was light skin too, bro. He's light skin as well.
Was lighter and he was handsome.
No. Yeah. No, but Chip's like my color. Yeah. As in, like, we're not light skin and we're not dark skin. Yeah. Like, we're just. We're just brown.
You're brown.
Yeah.
Proper half Jamaican, half Irish, bro, innit?
Oh, yeah.
Real Bailey's cream.
Pause. That was around the time, like, make sure issues were getting it in.
Yeah.
I was the one banging the drum saying Chipmunk went harder.
Ice Kid, he forgot bare bars. Yeah. People don't realize.
Colorism got me. I thought Ice Kid used to wear harder.
Yo, that's what I was on.
I was indoctrinated.
Sometimes, yeah, people forget, like, all right. For instance, sometimes he gets away with it because he's so passionate. Mm. And he's like, but nah, did you really go as hard? That's what Ice Kid done. Right? He went with pure. It rarely happens that he gets spun. Very rarely he gets spun.
The only person.
But it's a bit of a cheat code.
The only person I've ever heard spin gets is Jeff Devlin. He's the only person I've ever, more Devlin. Than once.
People,
more than once.
People kept telling me.
P-Money won the thing.
They keep telling me that he...
No. Ask Carlos.
She had him in the tears.
This is very day. We don't know who Carlos is.
Wait.
His head was on the moon.
By the way, Chopper Chops, classic.
Wait. Bashy had the whole scene on a headlock with a lollipop. Nigga walking around with a lollipop. Spinning everyone's getting it to everyone's head. This nigga's got a lollipop in his mouth.
She had gets in a tiz.
His head was
you know the hardest thing that Gets versus Bashy is, yeah? when the ice cream truck pulls up. Yeah. And then Bashy starts rapping to the ice. Oh, Bashy.
Bashy's very
He's not top five influential, but he's up there.
But no, wait, he's taking it to further places of like, you see when like...
he's Hollywood over.
No, we see like Krept and Conan, they've got a restaurant. Yeah. Krept's got his own baby line.
Yeah.
Now when Bashy was like, nigga, what are you doing in America? Like saying you in Hollywood now. Like,
by the way, have you watched that series? Then?
Yeah.
It's cold.
I know.
Bashy's an actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bashy's proper actor. And he's on what's it called? Black Mirror.
Yeah, he was in Black Mirror.
Oh yeah,
he's doing his thing. But
carry on. Chip free.
So
we keep cutting you off. Finish.
Conversations.
It's gigs.
Yeah. Also, he paved the way, and also like
letting
the man do their shows. He was the one that get most of the all the shows getting cut
down. Oh, his show,
he had to go through it.
He had to go through it first. Everyone
it was only like 4 years ago until we could do a show in like Brixton.
Yeah,
and it was only about 2-3 years ago that he could go to America. Yeah.
Bro,
he had to take a lot of the lumps.
Was
so
it?
The man could have,
so wait, did he do his whole America? He done a tune of B.O.B.
Yeah.
Was that over here?
No, that was it. That was
time ago.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Classic.
But gigs, obviously gigs, like we know what gigs are done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's quite obvious.
And not a track of Casanova as well. That is hard.
Oh, when the Casanova comes to the UK. Yeah. Yeah. Wavy.
That was the old gigs flow too.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to even give props, influential props, like, because he made gangster rap popular. So when the PYG's Gas Gang, all the other things.
I was in Sunday school.
Yeah.
And niggas was rapping Talking the Hardest. Yeah. Sunday school. Rapping you mind listening?
I'm actually surprised that you used to go. That's actually surprising.
Why is that surprising?
No, I just didn't think. I didn't think it was a thing. I didn't think he was a thing with it.
No. I just think I'm Ludo.
Ludo, you're the only one that didn't grow up in a church.
So no, I did not grow up in a church.
I'll say number one.
It shows.
Skepta. Okay.
Yeah. Skepta. Yeah.
Skepta's number one.
I want to know why.
I'll say Skepta because
I don't know if Skepta's got any sons.
I think he's the first to effectively cross over, effectively do it. As in, he's on Slam Language 2 with Young Thug. He's on. He's on like various albums, like, you know,
and also when you ask American who's the first rapper you think, they say Skepta.
Yeah, yeah, and then they say
that's gotta be influence. Yeah, that's
literally Skepta. Then they say Higgs because they know.
And Skepta's never had a Drake like feature, right?
Yeah, he's got Interlude though.
I wouldn't call it influence.
When A$AP Rocky's probably. That's probably A$AP Rocky's other than fucking song. Problems. Mm-hmm. Other than fucking problems.
I would say that's his biggest song.
Praise the Lord.
Bigger than fucking
crazy
problems.
Song.
I don't know if and it's I'm, bigger yeah. than fucking. It's a better
and,
song.
And I don't know it. I don't know it, but yeah. I'm 98% sure.
What are you going crazy to in the dance?
What?
What were you going crazy to in the dance?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, 100%. I don't
recency bias.
But I don't. But I don't know it. But I'm pretty sure Skepta made the beat.
Maybe.
It's a Skeppy beat.
Oh, it's a grind beat,
man. Yeah, yeah. But it's just, and it's simple as well. But
yeah, that's my list, you know.
But with Skepta, I don't think he's got any sons because he's so big. Yeah. Like, niggas ain't trying to be Skepta because there's no point.
Novelist, that's his son. I think Novelist is Skepta's son.
Has Novelist made it like a main?
No, Novelist is a cheat code. He's nice in the grime world. Yeah, as nice in like, grime he, world, like he can.
Can it really like translate into like everyone's fucking with that?
Like he's never gonna be that guy where he can proudly say he's an like a all round artist where he can make a track, he can make a hook. Mm-hmm. I feel like nowadays if you're a rapper and you can't make a hook, forget about it.
I'll be honest though, I think you guys should check out his
Just get someone to make the hook for you, man.
Yeah, someone then, but you see that's where it gets techie and like you got a nigga writing your bars, the whole. But then,
or just forget features, innit?
But that's what I'm saying. It's techie. It's always techie.
Now, Novelist's latest project is like proper West Coast sound, innit? It's called For the Homies. It's fucking cold, man. Yeah. Man, check it out, man. It's so good, man.
You sound like them boom bap rap niggas.
No, it's cold.
West Coast.
Hey, you see them niggas like, hey, take me in.
Take me in.
Arm around the shoulder. Hey, you spitting mad bars. Like,
nigga, we're in a club. You're overhearing. Like,
bare condensation in your ears. Like,
outside the club, but you're trying to spit a whole 64 bro, right now.
Nigga, I can't sign you.
I have
bro,
no label.
Bro, I've always got mad niggas rapping to me in the, like, in my ear. I'm just like,
I can't help you. And if I would sign you, I would slime you.
After I'm always say, oh bro, I spit. I'm like, oh sure, yeah. Like send me your music, like DM me. I'm like, no, let me freeze up. They got their hand around. And bro, I'm feeling the specks, the speckles. Like,
The spit. Yeah, like,
and then after they're done, I'm like,
nigga got a COVID test.
Bad peas, innit?
Yeah.
Bro, bad peas, bro.
Bro, what's your top five?
No, I didn't. I don't have one.
Chino.
We know Chino did this to music. We started this to music like 4 months ago. His parents listen to this music. He used to listen to, he couldn't listen to worldly music growing up.
They can listen to Barry Mary.
Gospel, Kirk Franklin, them man there.
All right, but Chino, all right, cool. Run us your
top. Chino, I wasn't allowed to listen to music.
Run us your top five of just what you're listening to right now.
Kirk Franklin.
I need a Chino section.
No, because
okay, top five gospel.
Do you know what it is? Do you know why I feel like I couldn't like really get in on this year? It's not because I don't listen to music at all. It's because I didn't have that journey growing up like you did. You guys,
yeah, because you wasn't allowed to listen. You had to listen to worldly music.
When not
allowed to listen to worldly music.
When did you come to this country?
Let him land, man.
I came really young. I grew up here. Do you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying,
what, four?
I just huh?
What for?
What do you mean what for?
Like when you was four, kind of young.
No,
younger.
No, older. I was like, but still, 8 years old.
That's not, no, you've missed out too much already.
Wait, from where?
Yeah, you've low-key already missed out.
I came from Nigeria.
Nigeria,
8 years old, you've low-key already missed a little bit, because at 8 years old,
and
that's what?
Was your English, was your English on point?
My English?
Yeah. Probably a freshie.
No, I had the accent, but yeah, I could speak English.
I was reading Channel U on the TV with my siblings.
No, but I listened to Channel U growing up as well, but it's just that I didn't have that love for music.
You didn't live in the moment, you didn't live in the era.
I got a bit older, then I got into it and whatever the case may be. So my problem is, yeah, all the people that I listen to now, I can't say that they were that influential. They're probably sons, they're probably like copycats of people that were already before. That's my thing.
But top five influential gospel.
How would I know? I don't even listen to
you grew up listening to gospel, bro. So you went to church every single Sunday for like 20 years. You ain't got no influence.
Hey,
Alex, what's he doing?
Hey, all I'm saying,
top five influences.
Kirk Franklin.
I was about CC Winans in there, man.
Hey, Kirk Franklin's nice. Kirk Franklin is nice, man.
But legendary tweet though. With all the blood that's left on the streets.
Oh, man.
That's what you come to ask me.
Atlas, I've been waiting for yours, actually.
Am I going five up?
Yeah, five up. Yeah.
I'm waiting for yours.
Number five is Timbo.
Okay.
Go on, explain.
We don't even need to explain.
True.
Yeah.
We already said, yeah.
I feel like, as well with him, listen to the scene now, and like even we talk about guys like NSG.
Yeah.
Even, like I said, even if you want to argue that like J Hus, NSG, et cetera, are better, like it had to have come from somewhere.
Yeah.
You get me?
Chicken and the egg argument.
So the thing is, the next four, I wasn't sure what order to put them in.
Mm.
But I'm just going to read them out in the order that I got them in. The order's very organic. I'll just put them in order for order's sake. I got Chip number four.
Mm. Okay.
For obvious reasons. Obviously, like we spoke about, like him going mainstream, him kind of taking the lumps for like leaving the industry. Mm. My only issue with Chip is that he came back.
And he acted like,
man,
I never did it.
Yeah.
He did. I never
that
went.
That was where the whole, even with him and Youngin was kind of saying, yo, like, you get me? Like, you're rocking Elise and that, but are you rocking?
Nah, I'm so sure Chip, I'm so Chip, like, he, like, hold it. Like, he came out and was like, yeah, I did it. Like,
I feel like he owned it.
After niggas drew him out.
Yeah. But you had to get drawn out to do it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, but if someone draws you out and be like, yeah, so what? Like, but do you want him to be in the rave like...
New Flander bias. Yeah, New Flander bias.
Owning something and getting drawn out about something and then get me, it's not the same.
Getting drawn out and denying it at first.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Because when he got drawn out, he had to own it by force.
Yeah, by force.
But don't act like you were here.
Yeah.
But
I got Dizzy Rascal, number three.
Dizzy?
Yeah. I have to.
Can we say he's the first grime superstar?
Yeah.
Bro, no, he has...
Yeah, Boy in the Corner, like... Boy in the Corner broke through.
Translates as... Like, Boy in the Corner came out in 2003 and it translates better than most.
Bro, if you talk
about... It's my favorite UK album.
Yeah. He's got the best UK album without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. Like, you know them...
that and get a gospel, but...
I was about to say, you could put any album to it, I'm not going to argue with it because it's going to be like, you're arguing with yourself. I don't care.
Because I'm right.
Go on.
So I got Dizzy number three. Cause I fuck with Dizzy.
Yeah.
I fuck with him. Like even if I don't listen to him as much, Dizzy.
I'm not gonna say it.
Like when Fix Up Look Sharp comes on in my shuffle or something.
Yeah, I'm like, going crazy.
I'm dropping everything and I'm rapping it from the first bar to the last bar.
I love you,
Dirty Cash. Like, he's got so many.
Stop that.
He really gave us a super classic, like 10 out of 10.
Bro, you see when someone gives you like an album like track for track.
Yeah.
But you see when it's a track for track, when there's so much energy.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, like, aren't you tired?
Yeah.
He must have came out of the studio.
We compare DJ Rascal's Boy in the Corner to Illmatic because they were so young.
Yeah.
I feel
it's just Dizzy didn't sustain it as long like Nas did. Yeah.
It's just like,
I'll say, yeah. I'll give you an example. And obviously it's like a small scale example. It's just this rapper from New York that I listened to. And he had an interview and he was with his brethren and he was interviewing him. His name is Wiki. He's from Manhattan. Right. Okay. He was he's made songs with Skepta. Like he's one guy who's really tapped into the UK scene, innit? He's made songs with Skepta, he's made songs with Jesse J.
Is it the guy that you showed me before?
Yeah, the white guy.
Yeah.
He got a song, he remixed That's Not Me with Skepta. And he's got a track with Skepta on one of his albums.
Nah, he's good. Like, I listened to the music.
He's proper tapped into the UK scene.
Still, it's good.
Been tapped in. Anyway, he's even got like a Tim and Barry TV.
Oh shit. Yeah. In New York.
Yeah, no, he was here, in London. Shit. He was in Brett was in Dustin Market. I'll show you after. Anyway, he was with this rap group he used to be with, and they're interviewing him. And the guy asked him, when did you start rapping? And he paused for a sec and turned to his brethren and was like, what year did Boy in the Corner come out?
Yeah. Bro, really?
When I had Boy in the Corner, that's when I started rapping.
Cause
but this is a nigga. This is a nigga from New York.
Right, but Dizzy was big in Houston, wasn't he?
Yes, Diddy was.
Yeah,
big in Houston, but you know why?
He went.
Obviously, like the Boy in the Corner and his sound at that time, it was chopped and screwed, didn't it?
Very
influenced by
Houston. Yeah, Houston. Yeah.
But then I was thinking, I'm sure Boy in the Corner went like, that signed like 28 in the US.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
which is crazy.
Because, like,
for something that would have been as niche as Grime back then, like,
Grime was just starting off.
Yeah.
But
that's what I mean, it's just things like that. Mm. Like, guys in New York who have been influenced to rap because of an album Dizzy Rascal put out, I can't not put him in that.
Yeah.
And it was just for the quality of the album, innit?
I'm sorry, Dizzy, you should have been in my top five.
And then, talk number two. I've noticed no one else has it been.
Go on.
But I can't not. For someone, for me personally, innit, the bread pioneered what was my favorite genre growing up in it, yeah? Wiley, innit? Like,
No, no, wait.
No one had Wiley.
Wait.
Wiley's just Wiley.
But you know what is, yeah? I
can understand
what
you're
saying. Where's the invite? I got in my thing on my notes about Wiley, but putting Wiley in your top five. It's like having a top five rappers thing and putting Biggie. Like, all right, it's boring. I want to see what your taste is about.
But you can't ask me the question. Like, do you want it to be on my... Because if it's starts to be...
No, but I should.
Different.
But, no, but
I feel like putting Wiley's like putting the Cold Crush Brothers for hip-hop. Like,
yeah. Like,
you started it.
Yeah, like, you have...
If we're talking about influential, how can we not talk about the guy who pioneered for...
But yeah,
the
Grime
was burning... Burning, it was burning white hot.
He's number zero. He's number zero on my list.
Everyone had the Pingu rhythm and what's the other rhythm? What's the other rhythm, man?
Ren and Stimpy. Ren and Stimpy.
Wait.
Let me catch it.
Everyone had a 16. I can still run my 16 to this day.
There's one video of Wiley that kills me every time. He's just made a beat in his studio and it's some bonkers beat. And he's like,
The thing is, times when you with the man then, when you're young, and you got the beat like,
off the Sonny Ericsson.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
By doing this,
infrared.
By doing this,
Hey, niggas want to talk about Bluetooth. Infrared days were crazy.
I can't not put Wiley in there.
Yeah.
Because he pioneered like
a whole genre.
A whole genre.
He created it.
That's what I'm
saying. Yo, thank you for
what
that.
What do you call it? Garage? Do you call it? Two-step?
The way we see drill, like, I don't know if drill's, I don't know, I'm not as tapped into drill, but when drill was like coming up and it was burning white hot, relatively Grime was burning white hot, if not more.
I want to come off topic for a quick second. See, when like people like don't want to act like they know Wiley because he's going through what he's going through, I couldn't ever do that because Wiley has built everything everyone is doing today. Like, if you're doing it in like a social content space, if you deep it, he started everything. That's started off Jamal Edwards to like he's started off everything.
He's the catalyst. The catalyst.
Everything. He started the whole culture. He has to be.
He bought Chip and Ice Kid too.
Literally, he legit was like, "Yep, these men are next."
And he's probably the reason.
I told him at the academy, first team.
If we want to talk about into deeper depths, like as in he's like the reason why like UK footballers want to be like UK rappers now because like the. The whole culture is so big right now, and it's all because
it's like
of him.
In America, basketball players want to be rappers want to be ball players. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
With like young footballers and
happy you mentioned Wiley, because I feel like Wiley, he still doesn't get enough props
because he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
No, but we do you know it's nowadays we don't mind a prick.
He's still, a prick, but he's tarnished his legacy to the point where it's like it's gone beyond repair.
Yeah.
Not beyond repair, but it's kind of beyond.
What he did? No.
We still respect him.
But yeah, but what he did, yeah, was a whole fact.
Take it back.
It was a whole fact, yeah.
And I can't lie, when I heard the Devlin this, some of the shit Devlin was saying, I didn't research it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I had that, this is my alarm clock.
Oh my God.
You woke up hate.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You crazy, bro.
Everyone's dissing. Hey, even skeptics. Yeah.
The Devlin diss and what's his name? What was his name again, man? The guy that got roughed up by Sneakball.
Dot Rotten.
Dot Rotten.
When Dot Rotten dissed him
Dot Rotten, wait, radio, crazy on a diss. Dot Rotten's Wiley, this is crazy.
No, wait. Dot Rotten dissed him on Fuck wait, Radio.
But there's been so many times, yeah, someone has dissed Wiley, yeah, and then like a year later, they're mad cool. And then Wiley spins it back and he starts cussing them out for no reason. Huh?
Not Stormzy.
I'm sure they were cool at one point.
Who did Stormzy pull up on? Was it Chipmunk? He was outside the crib.
That was a weird one. That was like, why did that even happen?
Stormzy lost his head. Lost his head.
Hey, all I'm saying is, yeah, driving to South London, to North London, or wherever Chip lives, yeah, it's bonkers. Because you got to stay angry for an hour and a half. You got to go through flipping Blackwall Tunnel angry. The traffic angry, like, yeah.
I gotta tell the man, don't tell no jokes. I'm trying to stay.
Yeah. You have to play pure grease for like
pure grease.
An hour and a half. Like, yo, don't make me laugh. Well, like, because when you go there,
Jacksonville drill, bro.
But I can't lie, if I go to a man's crib and I find out he's not there, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
I hate rappers beefing rappers. Nigga, you are a rapper,
bro. Yeah. But I'm not about a rapper. No, but sometimes, bro.
I can't stop that.
Guy came with guys and he drove in the Urus anyway. Nigga, we
blacked out.
And you were trying to do that, and yeah, Urus. Come on,
but yeah, I get that.
Swear down the incognitus.
Yo,
nigga, swear the incognitus.
We couldn't know it was you. But you know we can see you, right?
But no,
back. You're 6'5" black guy. Yeah, and you rap about it. Yeah, I'm 6'5".
No, but it's like
Tristan Thompson cheating. You're 6'10". We can see you in the club. Like,
it's like niggas like, bro. You're 6'5". You can't want to glide with us, bro. They're gonna pick you out,
bro. We know it's you.
But sometimes. As a man, it's like, all right, cool. I need to.
I got violent.
But yeah. I don't feel like the one thing. Stormzy never put it out there that he done it. He just done it on a. I'm gonna do this that kind of thing.
Chipmunk's sister or girl, or something.
Yeah, like it was something like a CCTV recording. Yeah. But then it was like one thing I hate when people do is like, all right, cool. Why you want to bring road stuff especially like Chip?
Yeah, he's like, not a road.
He's not a road. Like he's just
soul is not Stormzy though. Yeah. Let's not get it twisted. Like, they're rappers, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, when I see that stuff, it's lame because I feel like it's all for the internet. Because now you're feeding the fans, which I get is entertainment. But bro, come on, man.
Yeah.
No, but do you know what it is, though? Because do you know what? K-Trap was talking about this before, some interview. It was like, everyone loves like the guy that lives on his word, yeah, until something happens. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the image. Yeah.
And all the fans got a few shots, then he was robbing niggas.
Bro,
the music gets bagged for an M. It's like you heard his music.
Fans are fickle and stupid, bro. They want you to live your raps and all them things there. But you're high profile now and you're living.
That's why it's like,
bro, like it makes sense.
We have to be honest about like what we want from our rappers. Do we want honesty or do we want
I want honesty. Yeah. Carry on the gun talk.
You don't want honesty. No. But I'll tell you why after.
Even that though. And
I'll tell you why after.
Go on. I'll give you an American example because it's easy.
Yeah.
Action Bronson, for instance.
Mm. Right? Yeah.
He lies in his raps. But do you know why I can get down with his lies? Because the way he does it is different. He has done it in a way where, because the way he does it is through the concepts and like his album covers. He's playing a character.
Yeah.
He's not saying, I'm doing all of this. It's like, it's my alter ego kind of thing doing this. But like some of these rappers in the UK and in the US will rap like it's actually them doing it.
Yeah.
But bro, don't you think Action Bronson, when I listen to Action, he's one of my favorite rappers too, but he talks about cooking. Like he's a chef.
He says it in a way. Grease, back in the day when he used to talk a bit of grease.
Okay.
But like, remember, he is from Queens.
Yeah, Let's talk about Rick Ross in it, yeah.
Okay.
We're all on page to know that he's never done what he says either.
No, you don't know that though. It could be your inside job.
He said he was a CEO and he was moving work.
It could be an inside joke.
He said the rule no ego owed him favors.
he was saying crazy things. Guy was talking like he had the Port of Miami on lock.
Noriega's at home like who?
He was talking like he had Pablo Escobar type of power in it. Yeah. But It's the way that he that is the way that he creates these pictures. That
Officer Ricky,
we know he's lying, but we're down with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
But the thing, that's the thing about.
But then again, we do get angry. Like for example, I got angry when King Von died, but the guy was a crush out.
He was a murderer.
But that's what they are.
Wait,
compare like Rick Ross and Action Bronson, the way they carry themselves, like the way Rick Ross carries himself outside with the minks and the whatever. Like he's Action Bronson walks around in like fucking three quarter lengths and like baggy t-shirt.
I just want to go back on King Von for a second, like. Niggas ain't just murderers, they're serial. They're serial killers.
What did academics call him again?
What was it?
He called him the Demon Slayer or something like that.
The Grim Reaper or whatever it was, bro.
Bro, niggas are real. Some niggas are real.
I feel that's what it's become now, a thing where people are actually doing this. Before it used to be things like, all right, cool, I'm seeing my nigga do that stuff, but I'm going to rap about it.
Yeah.
But now people actually doing that stuff, they're rapping about it now.
He said that about Nas. He goes, you witnessed it from your folk. You said you witnessed it from
your folk's pad.
Your folk's pad and scribbled in your notepad and created your life.
Yeah. I'm the one that first showed your first tip.
Until we're large professor. Yeah.
I like him.
Wait.
Bring him one more off.
You're not just scaring the hoes. You're scaring me. You're scaring me.
Yes.
You're scaring me.
Hoes don't like Jay-Z.
You're scaring me.
Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce.
Yeah. Fuck Beyonce. The beehive will come.
Crazy. Lock your account.
Crazy in love or drunk in love or upgrade you comes on. Women are singing Jay-Z's name.
But wait, sorry.
I don't get to finish my top five.
Yeah, that's what I say. You're top one.
Let me just run it because it's been a while, innit? So Giggs is number one. So in order, it's Timbo, Chip, Dizzy Rascal, Wiley, Giggs, innit?
Giggs.
I think Giggs kind of goes without saying. Like you say, like, he was the one that really, like, basically killed grime and, like, ushered in the UK rap era, innit? And with all the lumps he took so other guys after him could prosper and do shows, etc.
And especially, like, for, like, South London.
Yeah.
Like, I can't lie.
So, let's talk about grime. When it comes to grime, it was North London and East London.
Yeah.
South and West London, kind of like.
West London has.
Who's the best grime artist from South? It might be Stormzy.
I want to put this out there, Stormzy as a rapper, I'm not going to put in my for top 10 UK rappers, no. But as a artist, he goes crazy. Like,
I will say about Stormzy, I said this the other day, I gave him his Jews because he kept grime alive. Like he resurrected grime.
Yeah. He gave it that buzz. I feel like he came in, gave it that buzz and just like, yo.
But then my thing is that, has he got a song better than Spirit Bomb? No.
Bro, I was just literally just about to say, I think him and AJ Tracy carried grime, that era.
Yeah.
That 2015-ish era.
I'm sure he's a nice dude, but he let me down.
Yeah.
When I had packages,
I thought this was the new.
This is him. I said, stop.
This is him. He's him. He's him.
We found him.
My iPhone lied. My iPhone died.
We found him. He's here. Love
my God. I felt like this is.
What was it? What was it? He's here and he's beautiful. We found him.
But you know,
I thought that.
It's the problem with light skin niggas. You never know what they're going to do next.
Man, I've not been bagging.
God, I was losing it.
But nah, like AJ Tracy,
you know what's so crazy? A freestyle, because packages is a freestyle, essentially. When that's being played in motives and it's going crazy. Freestyle's going crazy, like his actual single.
If it comes on, I rap it all the way through.
I thought he was the successor to Skepta. He was meant to be the successor,
But he was good.
Kind of.
Because I always saw him as like Skepta's, like, bro, he sounds a lot like delivery, aggression, and whatnot. It was very like.
That was it. It was the aggression.
I feel like there's always a ceiling, though, because like a lot of times they got to leave the sound, sort of quote unquote, leave the sound that they came with when they reach a certain point.
Somebody, do you know what? Sometimes. Because,
like, you even packages, do you think packages is grime, though?
Yeah, yes.
You think it's grime?
Yes, grime.
Because people say, like, Drew. Grime.
No, because the flow is so grime.
Yeah. But wait.
You can't even count it out.
You see when someone says, is the beat grime or is the flow?
That's the thing,
But it's like, I feel like it's like, how to put it? When a grime flow comes in, it kicks. You could do a grime flow over a classical beat. Yeah. It'll
Can
be
I
like,
be honest,
that's.
Yeah, I feel like UK drill, is a direct offshoot of grime, bro.
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
Before.
Well, I would even say.
When it first started with A-Town 150 Rock Block and that, they were using Chicago beats.
Yeah.
Then it kind of molded into like the 140 BPM.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
And I think, obviously, I thought, because grime is so.
in, like, it's indulging in our culture so much.
We can't give us all the remnants in UK rap, like, as well. Yeah.
Naturally, yeah. UK, like, British people, like,
we sound fast. Yeah, we speak fast. Yeah.
So we're going to be spitting fast. Like, yeah. UK drill is so grimish, bro. People don't realize it. It's very grimish. Mm-hmm. Diggity and all of that, they're very grimish.
Because even they were saying, on Twitter, they were saying, like, what do you lot actually want to hear at, like, parties? Like, do you lot want to hear, like, a grime set? Do you want to hear a boom bap rap set? Like, you know, like, people were saying they're getting, like,
I ain't trying to hear no grime out of vibe.
You're hearing dancehall.
But
Afro swing.
Yeah.
Rap.
Afro beat, rap,
whatever.
You hear like a
what? You want to be out of vibe with chicks? You hear D double E? Is that what you're saying?
But man have been in the dance with me. Like, whenever I'll move to it. Like, it's not. I'm not gonna. Like, if something comes, I'm not just gonna.
Yeah. Let's have it right though. Drew goes crazy. Like, no better. 100%. Warm.
Yeah.
Warm in the club.
No, I need to hear drill in a vibe, not too much. Like, maybe like.
You know, I
were in Bristol, and the nigga went from way too sexy. To Whoopty to Back in Blood, I almost passed out.
Okay,
I almost passed
out. But you know,
Whoopty and Back in Blood back to back. Do you know what it is? Yeah, for me, like, if I hear like,
whenever you're in the club and Back in Blood comes on, I remember we were in Dive Bar.
Yeah,
I was sitting, Manny, I was sitting down. I think I was kind of burst, and then Back in Blood, the intro comes on. I just feel some bony hand.
Ludo, on it.
And it's Ludo. Back in Blood. People's dilated, dragging.
That goes crazy, man.
I guess so, innit?
But the thing is, yeah. But like the thing with like drill in a motive, yeah. After a while, niggas start getting spooky. Like they start getting influenced. It's like, nigga, what? Like, why are you looking at me like that,
man? It doesn't influence the crime.
Yeah, no, but it does.
Hey, when
it might.
Hey, when niggas start putting
niggas
schema,
got glass, what they listen to?
Yeah,
exactly.
But no, it gets a bit
gospel.
It gets a bit scary. So that's why I just prefer the whole dancehall.
Just keep the vibes happy.
Yeah, like just
drill is. I feel like. In the dance, you gotta please the man.
Just throw it in for two songs and chuck it out.
If it
starts going on, it's like niggas getting angry.
Niggas start fighting.
I wasn't really big on like Afrobeats and stuff because I never really explored it.
Mm.
And then I remember hearing Motive by Burna Boy, and I was like, I remember the next day I tweeted, I was like, if I was gonna listen to Burna Boy, where would I start?
Mm. Yeah.
And I just started exploring it, and then I started listening to Wizkid. I kind of knew who Wizkid was from back in the day, but like. Really exploring it, like you get put onto music, like good music, because what you'll do is that, like, you'll hear something, and then like the next day you'll be humming it, or you'll be
a part,
and you're like, "Who was that?"
Mm-hmm. And then you get Burna Boy has gone clear with Last like that. Yeah. I thought he hit his not peak
with,
but then he's gone for another peak, and it's like
I haven't heard Last in the dance yet because I ain't been out,
bro. Yeah. Bro, imagine it was me and Moses at one event, and Moses goes to the DJs like. Yo, you got Last.
Yeah.
The guy goes, I didn't bring it with me.
the inches.
Yeah.
I didn't bring the inches.
I forgot the track.
Yeah. Bro.
You better go on YouTube.
Bro, me and Moses were this close to unplugging the thing and just plugging it into our phones. Yeah. Bro, my guy had a whole DJ set. Yo, Bluetooth this.
Yeah, like, Bluetooth.
But there's so many times, I just want to be like in a function with my Bluetooth, like the aux lead.
And just hack it.
Yeah.
No, fact. Sometimes I'll be so honest with you guys. Sometimes I turn on my Bluetooth. I see if there's a little. Because sometimes man just want to go.
Or see if I can hijack the thing.
Well, honestly, because some DJs, wow. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't agree with the DJs playing.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to the DJ and slipped him a little, some money?
Of course.
Bro, I remember I was in Spain and I went to the DJ. Bro, I was burst. €20, play Hot Nigga.
Oh, come on, man.
Do
you know what I'm saying?
Hot Negro.
Hot Negro was the tune. But in Spain, like, there's bare black people. Like, it was a flyer holiday kind of thing.
What's that guy's name that plays for Athletic Club, man? Him and his brother, bro.
Like
Slave. Bear with them kind of man there, bro.
Aye, but you see with like...
Hot Nigga is a proper nigga anthem. Like,
Yeah.
My man are doing the dance.
Yeah. but the white...
It's got a dance. Yeah. But the thing, real life shit.
But
we got niggas indicted.
Hot Nigga was, at the start, it was for the niggas and the white people took it. Like, they loved it.
When it became Hot Person.
Yeah. When the white people took it over, I was like, yeah, we're done with this.
When it became a meme with the
hat.
Yeah.
I started seeing white people throwing their hat.
Like, it was like, yeah, we're done with it.
When niggas start graduating, like when it first came out,
that was the nigga tune. Like,
oh yeah, you're right. That got bare niggas put in, you know. Bare man put.
Bro, GS9, Rico,
all of them, got
Rico, bro. Niggas, one of them got like 107 years, bro.
Who?
Hey.
That's what I mean. Americans are vomiting because of exact sentences.
Yeah. You understand why that nigga was in the, Your Honor, I'm sorry, sorry. If a nigga get 107 years, my legs
you
are
die, gonna, you still got time to do.
My vomit.
Yeah, my legs will tremble.
Fire. Like,
that's what you get, man, passing out on that.
And bro.
110 years.
Bro,
when that nigga eventually comes to his senses, it's long for everyone inside because now I'm not leaving.
When he realizes that it's reality.
The wickedest thing is,
I'm never getting out. I'm never getting out. All of you are running this place now.
You know what, the wickedest thing about a sentence that big, you're probably at 20 and like, you're probably from the hood in America, so you probably wouldn't have made it to 25, but now you're gonna make it to 85
inside
in a cell because unless you get chefed in jail, but either way, niggas are like, oh, you better just serve your life sentence.
Bro, it doesn't matter. 107 years, you're not going home.
Even if they half that sentence,
you're
coming out at 70.
You're not going home.
You get people who are on death row, but they have to wait like 30 years.
They're talking about,
that's a mind fuck, bro. Why are you teasing me with death?
That's so crazy.
Niggas gaslighting you for real.
107 years.
I want the taste. I want the whole load.
The whole load.
Pause.
But say I do a madness year and I get on death row, just kill me now. I don't want to wait for it.
Yeah. Bro.
Yeah, I don't
wait. But apparently it costs millions to kill someone.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? How are you telling me you can't afford to off me? Yeah. Like, yeah, come on, man.
What, to turn on the electric?
Yeah. But I don't think it's electric.
You can't afford to off, man.
Turn on more, nigga. What you
If it's me, if it's in Mississippi.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about the story? I think I'm sure I said this last time. A nigga got the injection, catching a heart attack, so they had to resuscitate him just to bring him back because it's illegal. Yeah. And then there's to give him a.
You can't die that way.
Let me go! Wait. I think he was catching a heart attack before, like.
Just getting shit.
Yeah. And then they was like, nah, like, nigga, we have to save you.
Nah, to kill me again.
Their insurance
only come to die.
Wait, nigga, wake up.
Wait. When Bane was like, Joe Bane was like, once Gotham has burnt, then you are allowed to die. That's what they had him on. Nah, nigga.
You need to see this.
That's so crazy.
No, we ain't done yet.
You get back to wake up to, allow me, man.
Yo, that's crazy.
Bro, I swear.
I said they saved. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, the youths give the guy an energy drink.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dead on that one.
Wait, okay, I'm dead. Imagine like waking up from the heart attack, and you seeing a white man, and like, oh, damn, I made it to heaven.
Nah, nigga.
Nah, man.
Hey, tell me your vein.
This ain't even funny.
It's not funny at all.
It's not funny.
Tell me your vein. Trying to find the vein.
I wonder what he did.
But
the death penalty is illegal in bare places in America anyway, though.
I think there's only
a seven states. Seven states,
isn't it?
Southern.
They're
still in the dark. Hey, the KKK is still running right in Texas, man.
Man, they can carry the AK-47.
Mississippi.
Someone says the Wild Wild West over there. Wild Wild West over there, man.
Bro, I'm sure you were saying that Texas is a great place to go to.
Houston.
No, I'm not.
The bitches.
Yeah. Houston and Dallas are nice. Yeah.
Hey, niggas will go anywhere if there's got fat cheeks.
Bro, there's bitches.
Hey, man. Catch me in a rock.
How many men have slipping because thing has to be back but you're on your up block?
Nigga, you know where it is.
It's true. But wait. Everyone's gone through some spooky areas for a chick. I remember coming out some blocks. I'm thinking, wow, I'm really doing all this for...
That's how you living.
I remember Google Maps told me, I remember I was going to link some shorty. And years ago, Google Maps told me to walk a certain route and it was like 7 minutes. And then I saw another thing where it was like ETA, but it was like 24 minutes. Mm. But it took me all the way around. I said, walking around.
Yeah. Because Google Maps love to give
you
that bro.
Because you realised.
Yeah. All right. There was one time me and my guy... We're getting a cab home and we're trying to go to the next function with a couple girls, I must have fallen asleep in the cab, And the Uber driver's woken me up. And he's like, yep, we're here. Mother's life, he's dropped me off at Broadwater Farm Estate.
Hey!
And he was
there's no functions here.
So I was like, what's going on here? And he's like, he's cancelled the Uber thing. So he's like,
You gotta get out.
He's like, oh, you can order a new one, but it might not be me. I said, nigga, it better be you because I'm not stepping out this whip. Like, Broadwater Farm at 2 a.m. Yeah. Niggas are still very active, like, at 2 a.m. I'm hearing little fireworks go off. I said, yeah. When you hear fireworks and it's what?
You know the block jumping.
Fireworks in the summer. Yeah. Come on, man.
That's not a fire, that's a gun.
Bro, before I even get to the drone's yard, bro, I'm saying I'm outside.
Yeah. Don't be waiting, just blow.
You got to run in.
Yeah. Make sure the door's open.
Yeah. Certain areas, they don't even care where you're from. They'll say, what area are you from? Nigga, you could say flipping Scunthorpe. Yeah. Get him. Any reason. Oh man, I'm done, man. What are we saying?
You see that thing I put on my story when it was like, I hate when I rob a nigga, the nigga like, come on. Come on.
All right, man. Niggas actually kill people before they can reply. Oh, where are you from, bro?
To be honest, that's so been crazy. Like an hour. It's been an hour and a half, I think.
We booked out?
That is fucking hilarious, man.
Nah, except
this thing only say 10 seconds.
What left?
They say it's only been
recorded. I just looked at it like.
No way.
Nah, you know.
A minute ago, we said that now first.
I think it does like loop, a loop, loop thing. Yeah. I'm getting scared. Yeah. Hey, man. We've just been talking for no reason.
Look at that in the corner, innit?
Oh, is that how long?
Nah, but we started 15 minutes early. So let's cut off.
We wrapped up. Before we go.
This is another great episode. I don't need to be like a Pippin episode where it didn't record. I'll just lose my head again. I'll never come back.
You do your.
Greatest episode that no one ever got to hear, bro.
Wait, you do your podcast at Alpha Studio, innit?
Yes. We used to. We're rebranding the podcast. We haven't been back for like 3 months now. We're gonna be at a new studio, and I can't lie, man, enjoyed today, innit? So I want you guys to come to us. When we're back up and running, I'll make sure I bring you guys back in.
Love,
this is hilarious.
Yeah, 100%.
But plug all the rest of your stuff, bro.
Obviously, Flashy Silla on all socials. I don't think I follow all of you, so I'm gonna follow.
Yeah,
but Flashy Silla on all socials. SILLAH and the Block Report, yeah.
Literally, what was your favorite Block Report
episode? Oh, I'll say the one with Young's Teflon.
Yeah,
because he's a legend for one. I grew up listening to you, Kenny, and
his catalog is crazy.
Yo,
bro, he's nuts. Yeah.
He is nuts. Your favorite rapper's
favorite rapper.
And I feel like he's always still respected.
He's another guy come up from grime as well.
Yeah,
he's another guy.
Yeah, YO. He's I feel like he's on everyone's list, like whether it's top 10 or top 5, they're in it.
You have to respect him, man.
That and Koji Radical, because Koji Radical, he's I love his music, man. Mm-hmm. Block Report, man.
I say you and Lippy's one was very he's just easy to watch. I love things that are so easy to watch.
Yeah.
But all right, let's sign out.
Before we sign out, I made a fantasy Premier League.
You that made it.
Done it. So
I'm in there.
People still have time to join, so the scoring don't start till next week.
All right, fuck it.
Everyone's got.
All right, fuck it. All right, win of the league gets £100. I'll give him £100 at the end of the season.
Don't believe anything he says.
All right, hey, don't believe me. I'm a trueler. No. I'm dead serious. £100 for the winner.
We'll do this. Winner of the league gets £100. Mm-hmm. Alex can commission that. Mm-hmm. Second place will get a Premier League home jersey of their choice. And I'll buy that. I'll commission that.
The second place prize is better than the first place.
No. £100 is more. I'm not
paying for the jersey.
Nigga, times is tough right now.
Yeah, £100.
You see that jersey?
I'm paying for it if it costs £100.
It's like £80 these days. But
bro, flipping.
Get the fakies, man. I got a plug for £30. If you want football jerseys, £35 now, because I need my commission.
Or is it retro?
This guy's a donut. Listen,
we'll
make something happen for second place as well, innit? Yeah. But I'm going to keep retweeting and like reposting the code, get as many people to join, and let's just have some fun with it, man.
Yeah, it's free anyway. Yeah,
we'll join my league,
you got a league as well?
I want to stay as committed as I can for as long as possible to fantasy football.
Do you know what's funny?
I never bother with that, man.
Like me, Dills, Keys, we got our own little league, and loser has to buy a full kit, of a championship team with size 15 St. Ego, and they have to go box park with it. So the end of the season, everyone come box park, short it's because it's probably gonna be me. Yeah. And the shin pads.
The ankle protectors as well. You got to get the long shin pads.
I want the kit tucked in.
That one. You got to get that one still.
But join the league. Let's have fun with it.
You can't get that ankle protection. Don't forget
hashtag LTPod.
Yeah.
Like, yo. Subscribe.
Like, subscribe, follow. Share all of that. Love for joining us today, beloved. Yes. Love to have you. We'll be on your podcast when that's back up and running, and we'll have over you back in here as well, man.
Honestly, sure, I fucking enjoyed that. Was
yeah, man. It's always fun here.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Over and out.
Over and out, man. We just here doing anything, bruv. Get me.
Niggas being chimps.
I really enjoyed that one.
Real life monkeys, man. Niggas, why are you called apes on tape?
Have you listened to it?
Have you listened to the content, nigga?
Hey, listen.
Bear monkeys.
Nah, you, man. That was funny, man.